This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It's Thursday, Friday Eve, July 16th in the year of our Lord, 2026. It is 70 degrees under sunshiny skies at 7:06. If you want to be part of the show, very easy to do. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch we want to get to this morning. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt is announcing plans for a commuter rail system. Would you use it? We'll be taking your calls on that one coming up later on this hour at 405-608-4377. Oklahoma, meanwhile, getting a whole bunch of money through Cash App. We'll explain. A shooting in Oklahoma City leaves one person fighting for their life. We'll have the latest on that investigation. One person is dead after a drowning in Lake Eufaula. Two kids, meanwhile, are rescued after they're swept away in a creek and more. More on the daring rescue coming up. The death toll is down at the Oklahoma County Jail. The results of a new study coming up. Convicted businessman Brent Swadley accusing the Attorney General's office of violating his constitutional rights. The latest on that continuing saga. Expect a cold and soggy winter this year, what the experts are saying, and a great big motorcycle ride to honor a fallen police officer this weekend, plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. We got a whole lot going on, but first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the city is entering a new era of growth and needs to act now to keep up. During his State of the City address, Holt highlighted a year of major successes, including Women's College World Series, NCAA tournaments, the Route 66 Centennial Celebration, and the Thunder NBA Championship. Looking ahead, he unveiled a new concept for a 38-mile commuter rail system linking Oklahoma City with Edmond and Norman, saying that traffic and congestion will only worsen without major transit investments. We'll be talking about that one later on this hour. Oklahoma City is looking for a brand new flag, and city leaders want residents to help design it. Mayor David Holt announced the launch of the OKC Flag Project during his State of the City address, calling it a community effort to create a symbol that better reflects the city's growth, resilience, and identity. The current flag features the city seal on a white background, but leaders say it's time for a design residents can really be proud of. Public submissions are not yet open, but organizers say they will soon release guidelines and begin seeking ideas from the community. Oklahoma will receive nearly $525,000 as part of a $45 million multi-state settlement with Block Incorporated, the parent company of Cash App. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the company misled users about the app's safety, failed to protect consumers from fraud, and did not provide customer support that it promised. Under the settlement, Cash App must add live customer service, improve fraud investigations, educate users about common scams, and stop promotions that officials say contributed to the fraud. Block denies any wrongdoing, but says it's invested heavily in customer protection and remains committed to improving the platform. Oklahoma City police are investigating an early Wednesday morning shooting on the northeast side that left one man critically injured. Officers say a patrol officer heard gunshots around 5 a.m. near Martin Luther King Avenue and Northeast 36th Street and then found the victim lying in the grass outside of a home. Neighbors reported hearing at least six gunshots. The victim was rushed to the hospital where police say he's in critical but stable condition. Investigators spent the morning collecting evidence as they worked to determine who is responsible for that shooting. A man has died after drowning on Wednesday afternoon at Lake Eufaula. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says 42-year-old Robert Keats was trying to swim across a narrow section of the lake when he disappeared beneath the water in an area about 8.5 feet deep. Witnesses pulled him to the shore and began CPR, but Keats could not be revived. Troopers say he was not wearing a life jacket. The tragedy is another reminder from authorities to always wear a life jacket when swimming or boating in Oklahoma lakes. A frightening situation and more ended with a happy outcome after firefighters rescued two children swept away in a creek. Authorities say four children were playing near the Southeast 19th Street and Bryan Avenue area when two of them were carried off by the current. The other two children made it out safely and ran to a nearby home to get help. Police and firefighters searched the area for about 40 minutes before locating and rescuing the missing children. Officials say all four children are safe, and the incident serves as a reminder of how dangerous fast-moving waters can be. A new investigation is raising concerns about how bail for inmates at the Oklahoma County Jail is being set. The report found that many initial hearings last less than 1 minute, with detainees appearing by tablet from their jail cells and often speaking with a judge before they've had a chance to consult with a public defender. Defense attorneys argue the process fails to consider a defendant's ability to pay bail, despite court rulings requiring individualized hearings. Judge Thomas Risen says the high volume of cases is leaving very little time for lengthy hearings, while the public defender's office has stopped attending the proceedings, calling the process fundamentally unfair. The Oklahoma County Jail has recorded its lowest number of inmate deaths since the jail trust took over operations back in 2020. Jail Administrator Tim Kimray told trustees that only two inmates died during the 365-day period ending July 4th. That's a 70% drop from the historic average and a 90% decrease from the jail's peak death rate in 2021. Kimray credited the detention officers and medical staff for the improvement. However, the meeting also included a discussion of a recent inmate death now under investigation and a proposed $1.75 million settlement in a federal lawsuit involving the rape and assault of an inmate while in jail custody. The family of a man who died in the Tulsa Municipal Jail has filed a federal lawsuit accusing the city and jail officials of ignoring dangerous conditions that led to his death. The suit claims 38-year-old Brian Bonner died in February after spending 3 days in jail with a treatable throat infection that went untreated. His family alleges chronic understaffing, inadequate medical care, and poor monitoring of inmates created a pattern of neglect. Bonner is one of at least seven people who have died in the Tulsa jail since early 2023. The city and the jail's private operator has not commented on that lawsuit. A state audit is accusing the former clerk treasurer of the town of Washington in McLean County of stealing nearly $740,000 in public money over 4 years. Auditors say Susan Noel used the town funds to pay personal credit cards, loans, and online accounts, and bought items including a puppy, a sofa, and household appliances. The report also alleges that she altered bank records to hide the spending. State Auditor Cindy Bird called it the worst failure of board oversight she's seen in nearly 30 years. Noel has not been criminally charged. Town leaders say that they're already implementing new financial reforms and are working to restore public trust. Well, the head of the Oklahoma Health Care Authority is stepping down after just 9 months on the job. Governor Kevin Stitt announced that Clay Bullard is leaving the agency to return to the private sector and has named Chief Financial Officer Aaron Morris as the interim director. The leadership change comes as the agency faces major budget shortfalls. Earlier this year, Bullard warned that the state's Medicaid program, which provides health care for 1 in 4 Oklahomans, needed nearly $500 million in additional funding to avoid running out of cash. Lawmakers ultimately approved about half that amount, while future federal Medicaid cuts continue to raise concerns. 70 degrees and sunny at 7:14. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Dozens of apartment complexes across Oklahoma, including properties right here in Oklahoma City, also in Tulsa, Stillwater, and Bartlesville, are under new ownership after former owner Mark Kulik reportedly defaulted on high-interest loans. The change comes as tenants continue to report unsafe conditions, including severe black mold and long delayed repairs. One maintenance staff employee says staff were often left without the parts or resources needed to fix problems. The new owner is former arms dealer Ephraim Devaroli, whose story inspired the movie War Dogs. Vesta Realty says it takes resident health and safety seriously, and addressing maintenance concerns is their number one priority. Epic Charter Schools is working to fix financial problems uncovered in a state audit, but a new report shows that the district is also struggling academically. The statewide charter school board says Epic scored just 23 points out of 100 points in its academic performance review, with state test scores well below Oklahoma averages in several subjects. High school math proficiency was under 8%, compared with more than 35% statewide. School leaders say they're implementing all 15 recommendations from the financial audit, improving oversight, and shifting their focus back to student achievement after last year's budget crisis and nearly 500 layoffs. Oklahoma City Public Schools, meanwhile, is offering free developmental screenings for children ages 3 and 4 to help families identify any learning or developmental needs before the new school year begins. Screenings are open to all families, whether or not the child is enrolled in Oklahoma Public Schools, with no appointment required. Thursday's screenings will be held at Willowbrook Elementary in Midwest City, and additional screening opportunities are scheduled Friday at Horace Mann Pre-K Center and Hawthorne Elementary. Officials say the screenings can also connect families with helpful resources and support services. A new report ranks Oklahoma City as the least fit city in America. The annual study by the American College of Sports Medicine looked at dozens of factors, including physical activity, overall health, parks, trails, and community infrastructure. The ranking has some residents concerned, especially those in healthcare. It also brings back memories of 2007, when Oklahoma City was labeled one of the nation's fattest cities. That sparked former Mayor Mick Cornett's "This City is Going on a Diet" campaign, which helped residents collectively lose more than 1 million pounds. Oklahomans could be a step closer to ending the twice-a-year clock change. The U.S. House has passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent nationwide. The bill also, if the bill does pass the Senate and is signed into law, Oklahoma would stay on daylight savings time year-round, eliminating the spring and fall time changes. Oklahoma already has a trigger law on the books to adopt permanent daylight saving time if federal law allows for it, so no additional state action would be needed. That measure now heads to the U.S. Senate for consideration, and President Trump said that he would approve it if it makes it to his desk. And it's been 9 years since Tecumseh police officer Justin Tierney was gunned down while chasing a suspect. On the evening of March 26, 2017, Tierney conducted a traffic stop near South Cooper Drive. The driver, later identified as Byron Shepard, fled on foot. Tierney pursued, deploying his taser and attempted to subdue the suspect, but Shepard continued running. Shepard then drew a firearm and shot Tierney multiple times. This weekend, hundreds of bikers are expected to ride in Officer Tierney's honor and to raise money for a scholarship in his name for the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office K-9 program. Coming up right after the break, we'll talk with one of Tierney's former colleagues who helped to organize the ride. It's 70 degrees and sunny at 718. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues, some bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, as well as eastbound I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please Don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-316-5454. That's 800-316-5454. 800-316-5454.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-approachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Quick check on your weather. Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 88 degrees. Should be a pretty pleasant day. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies. It's going to be humid with a low of 70. On Friday, mostly cloudy, humid. Maybe a chance for thunderstorms later on in the afternoon on Friday and a high of 90 degrees. Then on Saturday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 93 degrees. It's 70 right now and sunny at 722. Well, it's been 9 years since Tecumseh police officer Justin Tierney was killed while chasing an armed suspect during a traffic stop. This weekend, hundreds of motorcycle riders are expected to honor his memory by raising money for the officer Justin Tierney Scholarship Fund, as well as for the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office K-9 program. Deputy Jesse McCord used to work with Tierney and is helping to organize the ride. He joins us live this morning. Morning, brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
You know, if I was any better, man, I'd be twins.
Hey, we cannot beat a deal like that, could we?
You know it, man. Hey, I'm really looking forward to this ride. I've tried to do it every single year since Justin was killed. It's weird that it's been 9 years already. It doesn't seem like it's gone by that quickly.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I mean, to know that we're going on our 9th year and, you know, next year will be his 10th anniversary, you know, from when he was killed in the line of duty. It just doesn't seem possible, but, you know, it really is that it's been 9 years already.
Justin was really, I mean, he was just a kid. You worked very closely with him. Tell me a bit about him. What kind of a guy was he?
Oh, he was full of life. I mean, he loved to have fun. He loved to cut up. He loved to drink his chocolate milk. He was a heck of an outdoorsman. I mean, me and him, we hunted together, we fished together, and I mean, just an all around great, great young man. I mean, if our department would have had, you know, a whole slew of him, I mean, we probably would have had the best department in Pottawatomie County. He was a hard worker. He was a go getter. In our line of work, you know, we kind of call them poop magnets, and that's what he was, because if he could get into something, he was into it, I promise you.
And you weren't even a little bit surprised when you found out that when he pulled somebody over, the guy bolts from the car, runs into the woods. Justin didn't think twice about chasing after him.
Oh, no. No, this honestly, this was not his first time that he had chased after somebody. I was one of his FTOs through his training. I was his first phase 1 FTO officer, and I was his phase 4. And he had already been in 3 different foot pursuits that I knew of before this one here. And for him to take off after him, you know, it did not surprise me, no, sir.
Yep. He was also very involved in the K-9 program. Tell me about that.
Yes, he had he really wanted to start a K-9 program at Tecumseh. He had purchased his own dog, which is now K-9 Onyx. That is a working K-9 for the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. He purchased him. He was training himself. He was also getting some help from some people out of the Tulsa area to, you know, do some training with this pup. And unfortunately, Onyx was still just a puppy, and Justin was killed before the training actually got to take place with him.
We're talking with Deputy Jesse McCord from the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office about the 9 years since Tecumseh police officer Justin Tierney was killed, and a motorcycle ride that is going to be happening this upcoming weekend in his honor. Every year that you guys have done this, this thing has just gotten bigger and bigger.
Yes, it has, most definitely. Every year that we do it, we have more and more participants come out. It's great to know that, you know, people are forgetting about Justin and, you know, still honoring his memory and his, you know, helping keeping his legacy of Canine Onyx alive. The funds that are raised for this, like you said in the beginning, it goes to his scholarship that we have set up through Tecumseh High School. And then it also goes to our canine program, and that's what helps, you know, keep our canine program up and running. Since Canine Onyx has been a canine at Pottawatomie County, we have actually added three more dogs. We have two other dogs that are on patrol, and then we have one that is a I'm really not sure what her title is, but she's more of a support dog for when we have children that are in domestic abuse situations or, you know, very uncomfortable around the police when they have to come in and talk, you know. That's what she does. And I mean, we have a really good canine program going on.
And largely because of this, this ride.
Yes. Most of our canine program is supported through this ride. It helps, you know, to send the canine officers through their training. It helps to send, you know, the canine dogs, on their training missions and keeps them up to date on their training. Yes.
So who is welcome for this ride and how do I sign up?
Hey, the general public is welcome for this ride. Yes, it says motorcycle poker run, but if you have a rat rod, if you have a streetcar, if you have a daily driver, if you're wanting to ride it in one of the side-by-sides, we don't care. I mean, everybody is welcome. Come pay your $25, and boom, you're in.
And where do I sign up?
You sign up at a we're starting our ride at Chopper Hopper Saloon there in Oklahoma City. Registration starts at 9, and we're going to be pulling out of there, kickstands up at 11. We've got a heck of a little ride planned for everybody, and we will end at the VFW in Shawnee, Oklahoma. But all you have to do is come over to Chopper Hopper Saloon in between 9 and 10 for sure, get registered, get signed up, and then we'll give you the rest of the rules and the regulations after that.
And this is always a nice ride because you guys designed the ride. First of all, you always ride past the area where Justin was killed, but also you choose very scenic, very lengthy routes between the stops. So I've been on rides where, you know, you're stopping every 10 minutes, and I'm there to ride a motorcycle. I'm not there to stop and go to different stops. I'm interested in riding a motorcycle when I do these types of rides. And this is one of those rides I look forward to because it's always it's a long ride, but it's not too long.
Yes. Excuse me. Yeah, we've got a good ride planned out for you this year. It's going to incorporate Route 66. We decided, you know, the 250th year of, you know, America, we're going to take it down the Mother Road. We're going to incorporate Highway 66 on it. I don't want to give away the stops and, you know, where we're going to be going, but, you know, there's going to be a place to stop and get some food on there. And then, of course, every year at the end of the ride, we have a big food truck at the VFW in Shawnee where we do our auction and our door prizes. This ride is also kid friendly. So if you have children, do not be scared. You know, we do not stop at, you know, bar after bar after bar, which there's nothing wrong with that if that's what people want to do on their rides. But I wanted to keep this ride, you know, kid friendly.
Not that kind of ride. Jesse, just briefly tell me one more time. What time are we meeting and where?
We're meeting at 9 a.m. at Chopper Hopper Saloon in Oklahoma City. It's basically up there at Southwest 89th and Shields Boulevard,
perfect,
just to the south.
Jesse, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Life-threatening flash flooding's pounding parts of Texas. Governor Greg Abbott declared a state of emergency across 59 counties.
We are dealing with and responding to a flood that is likely going to break records in Texas history. Our primary focus right now and throughout the remainder of this torrential rain is saving lives.
Taco Bell's investigated as a possible source of the growing Cyclosporiasis outbreak. Another wave of strikes on Iran Wednesday were launched by the U.S. President Trump has a busy schedule ahead of him as he meets today with new South Carolina Republican Senator Darlene Graham at the White House. Then later, Trump welcomes El Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele in the Oval Office. Then at 9 tonight Eastern, Trump delivers an address to the nation about election integrity. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. We had a client who was stopped at a red light, doing everything right. Out of nowhere, a driver slammed into her from behind at full speed. No brakes, no swerve, nothing. When we dug into the case, we found out why. Phone records show that the driver was mid-text at the exact moment of impact. Didn't even see the light. Didn't see her. Our client walked away with injuries that changed her daily life. Chronic pain, surgeries, months of recovery. And the other side still tried to minimize it. We didn't let them. We took those phone records, told her story, and made sure that driver and their insurance company were held fully accountable. A split second of distraction can destroy your life. We made sure there are consequences. Call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Emergency crews responded to a possible water rescue and more Wednesday after reports that children had entered the North Fork of the Little River following heavy rainfall. Authorities briefly searched for a missing child near Southeast 19th between Bryant and Sunny Lane Roads, with officials later confirming all the children were located safely. Traffic was diverted while crews worked in the area, and the roadway reopened shortly afterward. Two men are in custody after a short police pursuit involving a suspected stolen vehicle in northwestern Oklahoma City. Officials say they tried to stop the vehicle near Hefner Road in Pennsylvania, but the driver fled. Investigators recovered a firearm and believe another was thrown into a nearby field. The suspects' identities or further details haven't currently been released. A new national study has ranked Oklahoma City as the least fit large city in the country. The report looked at health outcomes, recreation access, and community infrastructure. City leaders say Oklahoma City's large geographic size can affect rankings like this. Officials say investments in recreation continue as the city works to improve overall public health. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will start mostly sunny, but will become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 88. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow is expected to be mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with the chance of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. The high will be 90. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect intervals of clouds and sunshine with a few thunderstorms possible. It'll be breezy with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. 70 degrees and sunny at 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I just finished reading a book about the greatest basement ever.
Basement?
Yeah, basement.
Yeah.
It was a bestseller.
Ah! I get it.
Yeah.
That's a deep topic.
Yeah, it's a bestseller.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the city is entering a new era of growth and it's time to invest in the future. During his State of the City address, Holt highlighted a banner year that included Women's College World Series, NCAA tournaments, Route 66's centennial celebration, and the Thunder's NBA championship. He also unveiled plans for a 38-mile commuter rail system connecting Oklahoma City with Edmond and Norman, saying that the traffic will only worsen without major transit improvements. Oklahoma City, meanwhile, is looking for a new flag, and city leaders want residents to help create it. Mayor David Holt announced the OKC flag project during his State of the City address, saying the current flag no longer reflects the city's identity or growth. The effort will invite residents to design a flag that represents Oklahoma City's history, culture, and future. Organizers are still developing contest rules and submission guidelines, but say the goal is to create a symbol that the entire community can embrace. Oklahoma will receive nearly $525,000 as part of a $45 million settlement with Block Incorporated. That's the parent company of Cash App. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the company misled customers about the app's security and failed to adequately protect users from fraud. Under the agreement, Cash App must provide live customer service, improve fraud investigations, educate users about scams and promotions, and officials say contributed to fraud activity. Block denies any wrongdoing, but says it has made major investments in customer safety and fraud prevention. Oklahoma City police are searching for the person responsible for an early morning shooting on Wednesday that left one man critically injured. Officers say a patrol officer heard gunfire around 5 o'clock Wednesday morning near Martin Luther King Avenue and Northeast 36th Street, then found the victim laying in the grass outside of a home. Neighbors reported hearing at least 6 gunshots. The victim was taken to the hospital where he remains in critical but stable condition. Detectives spent hours collecting evidence and continue searching for the shooter. A tragic drowning in Lake Eufaula. Oklahoma State Patrol says 42-year-old Robert Keats was trying to swim across a narrow section of the lake when he disappeared beneath the water. A witness pulled him to shore and immediately started CPR, but Keats did not survive. The troopers say that he was not wearing a life jacket. The incident is another reminder from safety officials to always wear a properly fitted life jacket while boating or swimming in Oklahoma lakes. Well, what could have ended in a tragedy instead became a remarkable rescue and more. Firefighters say 4 children were playing in a creek near Southeast 19th Street and Bryan Avenue when 2 of them were swept away by the current. The other 2 children made it to safety and ran to a nearby home for help. Emergency crews searched for about 40 minutes before rescuing both missing children. All 4 children are safe, and officials say the incident highlights the dangers of fast-moving water after heavy rains. A new investigation is raising questions about how bail hearings are conducted at the Oklahoma County Jail. The report found many hearings last less than a minute, with inmates appearing by tablet from their jail cells before having a chance to consult privately with a public defender. Defense attorneys argue that judges are not considering a defendant's ability to pay bail as required by court rulings. Judge Thomas Risen says the heavy caseload leaves very little time for longer hearings, while the public defender's office has stopped attending, calling the process fundamentally unfair. The Oklahoma County Jail, meanwhile, has recorded its lowest inmate death rate since the jail trust took over operations in 2020. Jail Administrator Tim Kimray says only 2 inmates died during the 365-day period ending on July 4th, a 70% drop from the historic average and 90% below the jail's peak death rate back in 2021. Kim Ray credited detention officers and medical staff for the improvement. Trustees also discussed a recent inmate death now under investigation and a proposed $1.75 million settlement in a federal inmate assault lawsuit. The family of a man who died in Tulsa Municipal Jail has filed a federal lawsuit accusing the city and jail officials of ignoring dangerous conditions. The suit claims 38-year-old Brian Bonner died after spending 3 days in jail with a treatable throat infection that went untreated. His family alleges chronic understaffing, poor medical care, and inadequate monitoring left a pattern of neglect. Bonner is one of at least seven people who have died in the jail since early 2023. Neither the city nor the jail's private operator has commented. Attorneys for convicted businessman Brent Swadley say the attorney general's office in Oklahoma violated his constitutional rights by listening to confidential attorney-client phone calls while he was at the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Court filings claim that prosecutors and even legal interns monitored privileged conversations before Swadley's sentencing after his conviction for defrauding the state. The attorney general's office disputes those claims, saying that reviewing jail calls before sentencing is standard practice and that no laws or ethical rules have been violated. A state audit accuses the former clerk treasurer of the town of Washington in McLean County of stealing nearly $740,000 in public money over 4 years. Auditors say Susan Noel used town funds to pay personal loans and credit cards and to purchase items including a puppy, furniture, and household appliances. The report also alleges that she altered bank records to conceal the spending. State Auditor Cindy Bird called it the worst failure of board oversight she's seen in nearly 3 decades. Noel has not yet been criminally charged. The head of the Oklahoma Health Care Authority is stepping down after only 9 months on the job. Governor Kevin Stitt announced that Clay Bullard is leaving to return to the private sector and appointed Chief Financial Officer Aaron Morris as interim director. The leadership comes as leadership change comes as the agency faces significant budget shortfall. Earlier this year, Bullard warned that Oklahoma's Medicaid program needed nearly $500 million in additional funding. Lawmakers approved only about half that amount, while future federal Medicaid cuts continue to raise concerns. Dozens of apartment complexes across Oklahoma are now under new ownership after former owner Mark Kulik reportedly defaulted on high-interest loans. The properties located in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Stillwater, and Bartlesville have drawn complaints from tenants over black mold, delayed repairs, and deteriorating living conditions. The maintenance employees say that workers often lack the parts or resources needed to fix serious problems. The new owner is former arms dealer Ephraim Devaroli, whose life inspired the movie War Dogs. Vesta Realty says it's addressing maintenance concerns. 70 degrees right now and sunny at 743. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Epic Charter Schools is working to recover from financial problems, but a new report shows the district also faces serious academic challenges. The statewide charter school board gave Epic an academic score of just 23 out of 100, with state test scores well below Oklahoma averages. High school math proficiency was less than 8% compared with more than 35% statewide. School leaders say they're implementing all 15 recommendations from the state audit and are now focusing on improving student performance after last year's budget crisis and hundreds of layoffs. Oklahoma City Public Schools, meanwhile, is offering free developmental screenings for children ages 3 and 4 ahead of the new school year. The screenings help to identify learning or developmental concerns and connect families with available resources and support services. They're open to all families, whether or not their children attend Oklahoma City Public Schools, and no appointment is required. Screenings continue at several locations through Friday as district leaders encourage parents to take advantage of the free service before classes begin. A new national study ranks Oklahoma City as the least fit city in America. The American College of Sports Medicine evaluated cities based on physical activity, overall health, parks, trails, and community resources. The rankings have some residents concerned and brings back memories of 2007. That's when Oklahoma City was named one of the nation's fattest cities. And that sparked Mayor Mick Cornett's "This City is Going on a Diet" campaign, which eventually helped residents lose more than 1 million pounds collectively. The twice-a-year clock change could soon become a thing of the past. The U.S. House has approved the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time a permanent feature across the country. If the Senate also approves the measure and it's signed into law, Oklahoma would remain on daylight saving time year-round. The state already has a trigger law that allows permanent daylight saving time once federal law permits it, so no additional action would be needed from state lawmakers. Well, after a summer of extreme heat, Oklahoma may be in for a cooler and wetter fall. The Old Farmer's Almanac predicts that temperature is slightly below average across much of the state, with above normal rainfall that could total as much as 4 inches above average in some areas. The Panhandle is expected to remain warmer and drier. While the Almanac has been publishing the long-range forecast for more than 200 years, meteorologists caution that seasonal forecasts this far in advance are far from certain. Well, like we talked about, Oklahoma Mayor David Holt says the city is entering a brand new era of growth and now needs to act to keep up with it. During his State of the City address, Holt unveiled a concept for a 38-mile commuter rail system linking Oklahoma City with Edmond and Norman, saying that traffic and congestion will only worsen without major transit investments. So, what do you think? Would you ride the new commuter rail? Is it worth spending hundreds of millions of dollars on? Or would you rather see that money spent elsewhere? Give us a call now at 405-608-4377. That number again, 405-608-4377. It's 70 degrees and sunny at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues and bridge work. May and Northwest Expressway, as well as eastbound I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see mostly sunny skies. It's going to be breezy. Nice day on tap with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid, low of 70. On Friday, look for mostly cloudy skies, humid. Maybe a chance for thunderstorms later on in the afternoon on Friday and a high of 90. Then on Saturday, mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 93 degrees. It's 72 degrees and sunny at 751. Well, Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the metro is growing fast and now is the time to invest in the future. During his State of the City address, Holt unveiled a proposal for a 38-mile commuter rail line connecting Oklahoma City with Edmond and Norman, saying the region must address future traffic before congestion becomes a much bigger problem. So what do you think about it? Would you ride the commuter rail? Is it worth spending hundreds of millions of dollars, or should that money be spent elsewhere? Should Oklahoma City maybe focus on fixing roads before building a rail? Should voters have the final say on the funding, or should it just be up to the mayor and city council to pull the trigger on this one? Give us a call, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So many questions. So, for example, if I take the train from Oklahoma City to Norman, what then? I don't have a car, can't really get around, going to have to walk wherever I'm going to be going in Norman. Are people really going to buy that, or would people prefer just driving to Norman and then driving to wherever they need to go in Norman? Let's talk about the debate surrounding David Holt's proposed commuter rail plan and his broader vision for Oklahoma City's growth. So there's no denying that Oklahoma City is growing pretty quickly. Holt is arguing that Oklahoma City is experiencing the same kind of population and economic growth as cities like Nashville and Austin saw a few years ago, creating pressure on the roads and the infrastructure. Anybody who makes the daily commute in Oklahoma City knows that's the case. We're definitely seeing an increase in people. Just driving around, anecdotally speaking, you're seeing a lot of license plates from other states. Oklahoma is a pretty well-kept city, well-kept secret. As many of you know, I'm a recovering New Yorker, and we had originally planned on staying in Oklahoma City for a few years, then moving to Texas. Once we lived here for about 3 years, my wife and I just completely fell in love with the place, made a whole lot of friends, got involved in a bunch of different charities. We bought a home. This is the place where we want to spend the remainder of our lives, in Oklahoma City. And prior to that, I didn't really know much about Oklahoma City except for what everybody knows, the bombing. But you don't really know just what a gem it is until you get here and find out how low housing costs are and find out how kind the people are and how much there is to do in Oklahoma City. So we're seeing an influx of people moving from places like New York, where taxes are just through the roof and freedom is non-existent. You're paying some of the highest taxes in the entire country for lousy weather and zero freedom. After a while, people say, well, this is kind of silly, I'm looking elsewhere, and Oklahoma is a good place to look. So yeah, we're seeing that rapid growth here in Oklahoma. But as a result, traffic is becoming a bigger problem. While Oklahoma City really isn't known for severe congestion compared to larger cities, anybody who's ever driven through Dallas knows that, commute times and traffic volumes are definitely increasing, particularly along the I-35 corridor between Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman, and that's where the mayor is looking at running these trains. So regional commuter rail proposal, the concept just basically calls for 38 miles of commuter rail connecting Edmond, downtown Oklahoma City, and Norman, and then potentially future links to Will Rogers International Airport, Tinker Air Force Base, and West Oklahoma City. In terms of economic development, supporters say the better transit could attract business. It could make it easier for employers to recruit workers because they don't have the same issues they've got as far as transportation. It would support tourism. It would potentially strengthen the region ahead of the 2028 Olympics and future other major events that might make their way to Oklahoma City. On the plus side, federal funding, there is an opportunity for that. Officials believe as much as half of the project's estimated $700 million to $800 million cost would come from federal transit grants that would reduce the burden on local taxpayers dramatically. Holt also says we're talking quality of life here. He says investing now could prevent the gridlock experienced by other fast-growing cities, again like Dallas, and preserve Oklahoma City's affordability and livability, and honestly just make it nicer to live and work here without having to deal with that congestion. Personally, I question whether or not, if the rail system is put into place, it's going to have that dramatic of an impact on commutes. You're talking a train that would only hold so many people. Even if it was completely full, is it really going to make a noticeable difference and the gridlock that we experienced during rush hour here, especially along the I-35 corridor, I-40, that kind of thing. The area of I-40 just outside of downtown heading toward Yukon is just, it can be a mess during rush hour traffic. So concerns and controversies here. There's obviously, my first concern is with the cost. Even with the federal grants, local governments are still on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars. And there are questions about whether taxpayers would support another major transportation investment. As it is, we are having a hard time figuring out how we're going to pay for the jail, which is much needed. And if we don't replace the jail at some point, there's probably going to be a point where the feds step in and say, you're replacing the jail, we're putting it up, and you're going to reimburse us. And if you followed anything regarding federal government, you know that they're going to do it the most expensive way humanly possible. We need to get that jail built first and foremost, and we're $600 billion short of that right now. So why would we even focus on a train system, which to me is more of a luxury than having a proper jail put in, which is a necessity, because without public safety, you're not going to have people moving to the city. You're not going to have businesses moving to the city. You're not going to have that job growth that we also desperately want to see. That jail needs to be taken care of long before we even worry about any type of a rail system. But will enough people really use it to make it economically feasible? Oklahoma City is a car-dependent city with a relatively low population density. So will commuter ridership justify the cost of this? Are you willing to give up your car for a train ride? Again, I'm guessing probably not. And a good example of that on a more micro scale would be the trolley system that we see downtown. Really, the only way that they're getting anybody to ride the trolley system downtown is by making it free. So are we going to drop $800 million on a rail system between Oklahoma City, Edmond, and Norman, and eventually just have to drop the price down to free in order to get people to ride the darn thing? And then you and me, the taxpayer, are left to pick up the tab for that. Also, we're not really taking into consideration the ongoing operating expenses for this. So beyond construction, commuter rail systems require a lot of continual operating subsidies for maintenance, staffing, and equipment. Running these things is not cheap. This might be a long-term burden here. So the existing infrastructure priorities, some residents are arguing that money should instead go towards repairing roads and bridges. Some of these roads that we're on are like driving on the surface of the moons. But bottom line, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this thing progresses. I'm not overly optimistic about it, but taking a wait-and-see attitude, much like we're taking a wait-and-see on whether or not we're going to have the largest skyscraper in the entire country. Hey, thanks for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.